Okay. And I had a friend of mine in nuclear physics at Caltech named Dave Lind. He stayed in nuclear physics and we were friends, and I'd often visit him as a friendly visit. And one time he invited me to go skiing with him out in Colorado. And we were sitting up on top of a mountain, cross-country skiing and so on, and I was thinking down below there you could see in the distance the airport, and I was due to be back there in about 2 hours. And here I am sitting up in my ski clothes on top of a mountain. So we decided we'd better pack up and get going. So he skied back down to his car, and while he was driving me down to the airport, he got to talking about the germanium problem. He had been using lithium drifted detectors, which are germanium diodes used for detecting gamma rays. They're wonderful things for doing nuclear physics and reactor physics. But something had happened to the nuclear detector manufacturer. All over the United States, none of the germanium, what they were using was a lithium drift process where you would take a block of N-type germanium, P-type germanium, and put lithium on one side and diffuse it in to make a lithium drifted detector, which made a diode with an effectively intrinsic layer in between, which could be a centimeter thick. I'd never heard of these things before. It was totally astonishing to me. But we knew about the drift process because one of the guys in our laboratory had invented the idea, Eric Pell. So I knew the process, but I didn't know it was being used for making detectors. Well, Dave Lind told me that something had happened to the germanium manufacturing process in the US, and in fact, all around the world. And nobody could make drifted detectors anymore. The lithium would no longer drift under an electric field. This was a calamity. And he said, "It's terrible. We're doing nuclear physics. We cannot get these detectors anymore. They can't make them. And you guys are supposed to know something about germanium. Why don't you see if you can fix the problem?" Well, it was a totally new subject. I had never heard of these devices before. But so I had to study up, learn the literature, and study up what's been going on. And it was fascinating. These guys had learned how to make germanium detectors. These were a centimeter thick and fully depleted diodes, so that when you apply 1,000 volts to them, the electric field would go all the way across a centimeter thick. If a gamma ray came through, it would ionize a lot of atoms, and the ions would drift across and give a pulse. You could measure the pulse height and measure the energy of the gamma ray. So this is wonderful for nuclear physics, but something happened to the germanium, and they couldn't make these anywhere in the world. And it was a calamity. So what I decided was that if you could make germanium pure enough, you could make diodes with thick depletion layers, and you would not need the lithium process to do it. You could just use highly purified germanium. And it's easy to calculate what you'd need. You had to have a much higher purity than anybody ever had achieved before. And most people thought this was impossible. In fact, I had some publications saying that this is an interesting idea, but of course, totally impossible to accomplish. Well, I wasn't sure it was impossible, and I got approval and a contract to go ahead and see if it was possible. And we found that we could indeed get germanium sufficiently pure that we could make diodes with depletion layers of half centimeter or so in thickness, which was good enough to make detectors. The trouble with the lithium detectors, if you could make them, you always had to keep them at liquid air temperature. If you let them warm to room temperature, the lithium would precipitate, your detector would no longer work. So you drift the germanium, cool it down to liquid nitrogen, you always have to keep it cold, which is a big nuisance. But the high purity detectors would be stable. And what you had, the key was to get germanium sufficiently pure, and we established that it was possible. A group at Lawrence Berkeley Laboratory picked up on this, and some of the detector makers began to develop their own ways of doing it. And pretty soon, in a few years, laboratories all over the world were making detectors out of this high purity germanium. We learned why the lithium wouldn't drift is because of some contamination of oxygen in the germanium, but that process is no longer used. Hi there. I had learned from Dave Lind that these detectors existed, they needed help, and we got the approval and were able to make high purity germanium that would produce these gamma ray detectors. And it has since been commercialized by laboratories all over the world. People in Ortec and Princeton Gamma Tech, and well, it's a different name now. The detector makers are all making their own germanium. The people in Belgium, Hoboken Chemical is growing lots of high purity germanium for sale to detector makers. So it's revolutionized the technology of making detectors, and a lot of the detectors in these satellites going around, astronomical observatories and so on, are using high purity germanium for detecting gamma rays. So a very satisfying field. GE has dropped out of it because we're not in the detector business, and I was only allowed to get into it because I could get a contract to do the work. And we thought for a while it might be a way of making a gamma imaging camera for nuclear medicine, but it never proved out. It was too hard to make in big arrays, so that never was commercialized.